I'm in the dressing room with Jan Liszewski, who just came off a dazzling performance of Beethoven's Fourth Piano Concerto, certainly one of the great iconic works of the piano repertoire, and had its premiere, I believe, publicly in 1808, and a private premiere a year or so earlier.
Well, it was one of the last pieces that Beethoven played himself, too.
Yeah, that's what I understand. It was one of his last public performances. Yeah. The deafness was apparently starting to take over to a certain degree.
That would have been fascinating to hear, to see how he actually played it and what his ideas were, of course. There's so many fine conversations between the piano and the orchestra, and it would be interesting.
One of the most interesting conversations for me is the second movement. It's almost Shakespearean.
It is Shakespearean. It is like the theater. There's very crisp diction of the notes, of the words in yeah. this way. And there's incredible contrast of somehow anger and peace. And I think this fury actually is a better word than anger even. This fury that comes in and contrasts with a calmness as well. And you can debate what kind of a conversation it is. Of course, there's some precedence and some people have associated it with certain things. But I like almost to think of it as a conversation between man and God. And it's up to you to choose which one is man and which one is God.
I never thought of it from that angle. It is theological in some respects, isn't it?
It is very theological.
From Shakespeare, I think of Othello and Desdemona.
Of course.
I think of their kind. And there's passages in the Winter's Tale, same kind of thing. But yeah, there is a theology to
it. And Orpheus as well. So there's lots of ideas here with what you can do with it. But ultimately, what it comes down to is having it in the moment. So we must find ourselves with orchestra conductor and the soloist at different ends of the spectrum and work to find a middle ground. And ultimately, of course, the piano wins, which I really enjoy. I like winning in that sense.
Yeah.
But it depends on the performance, how much the piano wins. To what degree does this piece actually succeed?
And there are a number of other delightful things about this concerto. You make the opening statement, which is something of a departure in the first movement, but then the orchestra comes in B major rather than G major, and I've never heard anything quite like that before. It's just amazing what he does.
But this harmonic shift is quite special, and it creates a magical color that is replicated a few more times in the first movement. This warmth that surrounds the whole orchestra and the piano, it's a cocoon. It's really magical.
Yeah. So you've been doing some recording. I understand you've got three recordings out and a new one just out or just about to release?
Just out, actually.
Yeah. So. Well, more to come, I'm sure. I got to ask you, because I know you're still studying, am I correct? You're still in Toronto studying with Mark Duran?
That's correct.
How do you juggle all this?
Well, that's a wonderful question, and sometimes I ask that to myself as well. It is the most challenging of everything I do, but I still find it is important to finish at least a Bachelor of Music, and that's my goal right now, and after that we'll see. But I'm enjoying my life day by day as it goes, and I couldn't imagine anything more, anything better. So I'm very happy with where I am, and I hope I'm able just to continue doing what I do.
Well, we certainly hope you'll be back to visit us. Brilliant Beethoven, and look forward to seeing you again in the future.
Thank you very much.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.